My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that if you can't work, plan. Even if your current self doesn't feel like doing anything, you might be willing to think about what future you should be doing. That can turn what might feel like wasted time into something far more productive. So, longtime listeners know that one of my favorite time management rules is to plan your upcoming weeks on Friday afternoons. When I tell people about this rule, I first explain the idea of planning your life in weeks. Think about the upcoming 168 hours and what's important to you professionally and personally. I promise that this is a life-changing practice. But once people have their heads around that, inevitably the follow-up question is, why Friday afternoons? The answer is that if you work a Monday to Friday week, it is really hard to start anything new on Friday afternoons. Most people are drifting into the weekend at that point. But if you can't actually execute on any of your priorities, at least maybe you can define what those priorities will be for upcoming days. And then future you, who hopefully has more vim and vigor than Friday you, can tackle them. That's why Friday is my weekly planning day. But you can convert any low energy time into planning time. We have all had those days. You meant to work on a big project in the afternoon, but you just got back from lunch and, frankly, you would rather take a nap. Unfortunately, you work somewhere that this is frowned upon. If that is the case, why not use this time for planning something else? It could be your full upcoming week, but it could just be defining your to-do list for tomorrow. You could plan your upcoming weekend. Or here's an idea, you could do some longer range planning. Make a summer fun list, a list of things you'd like to do to enjoy your summer and make summer memories. You could work on your list of 100 dreams. This exercise, which was shared with me by career coach Caroline Sinisa Levine years ago, is basically a long, unedited bucket list. You could put items like travel to New Zealand or sing in Carnegie Hall on there. But you can also put stuff like visit that state park that's 30 minutes away that you keep meaning to go to but haven't. Or it could be trying that new gelato place or replacing your leaky coffee maker. If a list of 100 dreams isn't inspiring you, plan something random like next year's Christmas vacation or that hobby-themed vacation you want to pitch to your best friend. Or if you're like me and have to come up with ideas again and again, you might look through discarded ideas from last year and plan November's podcast topics now. One of several things might happen if you plan when you can't work. First, sometimes people find planning energizing. As you picture yourself writing a collection of seasonal sonnets or visiting Iceland or going on a fall bike ride through the Grand Tetons, you might start to feel more excited about life. Maybe you'll even be excited enough to make a tiny bit of progress on whatever project you've been putting off. But if that doesn't happen, at least now you've got a cool plan for next week, or next weekend, or next November's podcasts, which is something you didn't have before. You may not feel like doing anything today, but tomorrow's schedule, that is a work of art, with time allocated to all your priorities. You've planned some fun weekend get-togethers from now until August. You've picked out which operas you want to listen to in your car on your commute. Who knows what you have planned? When you plan when you can't work, you are, in fact, working. And in many cases, you are doing higher value work than you would have been doing anyway. The satisfying life is all about turning intentions into reality. If you plan when you can't work, you are one step closer to that happening. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.